Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We cover Washington a lot on this program. And if you want to follow what's going on in Washington, you couldn't do better than to sign up for Todd Zwillich's Twitter feed. You can find it at thetakeaway.org. Todd joins us now because we may get our first look at the first serious legislative attempt to deal with climate change today. The Congressman Henry Waxman of California and Edward Markey of Massachusetts, both Democrats, may unveil their bill to deal with climate change. Complicated piece of legislation. And Todd, the knives are out?
Yes, they are, John. You've heard of cap and trade?
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Cap and trade is dead. I mean, it's dead. It's just that they got to get the coroner to conduct the autopsy and make it official. They are dreaming if they think they're going to get a cap and trade bill through the Congress and to the president's desk. I don't think they can get it out of committee.
Sounds like they don't even need the coroner. That's who's speaking there?
Texas Republican Joe Barton, senior Republican on the Energy and Commerce Committee. Now, Henry Waxman is chairman of that committee, and that's the committee that, starting on Monday, is going to be processing the big climate change cap-and-trade bill. It has lots of aspects, but Henry Waxman has had to make a lot of concessions, not to Republicans. They're uniformly opposed. You heard Joe Barton there. His
sure.
position is clear, and he's got all his Republicans with him. They've made a lot of concessions to get Democrats on board with this bill. They've already watered it down a little bit, watered it down from the perspective of the environmental community anyway, but it certainly hasn't gone far enough for the likes of Joe Barton.
Let's help people on the cap and trade. That, of course, is the carbon market, the paying for the emissions of carbon to create a market that's going to penalize people for using carbon and create a set of incentives for people to use less carbon, emit less carbon. The Republicans have cast this as an energy tax, right?
They've cast it as an energy tax and as an economic war on the Midwest. And that was trying to target Midwestern Democrats from industrial states, places that make steel, places that make cars, places that dig coal, because all of these industries will be affected when the price of carbon goes up. So lots of concessions have been made. Industries that are so-called trade sensitive, that might lose market share to foreign competitors when their prices go up, they're getting giveaways under this bill. So when carbon is capped and then traded, the trade generates revenue. And the big debate in Congress right now is, where does the money go? Does it go to ratepayers, people like you and me when our electric bills go up? Does it go to the utilities? Does it go to industry? Well, industry gets 15% of the money. The autos get some of the money. Refineries are going to get some of the money. Us ratepayers get some of the money on our electric bills. But there are even – that's to mollify, to satisfy those Midwestern, sometimes moderate, sometimes conservative Democrats. They're slowly starting to come on board. But for every percentage point that you give them, you've got the liberal Democrats who represent a lot of low-income folks. They're getting upset because they thought that more of the percentage was going into the pockets of low-income people, not only to pay their electric bills, but to pay increasing cost of fertilizer, food, everything else that's likely to go up a little bit, or maybe even more than a little bit, once this bill is enacted.
Well, Todd, it sounds like the Democrats are running scared on the sort of tax idea, and that's what some of these amendments and changes are about. And is this the death by a thousand cuts? Is there a long way to go from today?
There's a long way to go. Republicans are promising hundreds, literally hundreds of amendments next week. They're promising deleterious tactics. They may make the clerks read this bill, 600 pages long. They're going to try to kill cap and trade. They're going to try to make it very, very, very difficult even to get out of the gates here.
Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillich.